Tearing down a dam may seem like a pretty straightforward proposition, maybe a bulldozer or some dynamite, but it's not that easy. Across the country, many dams are getting old, and their operators are often deciding to tear them down rather than fix them, and that makes dam removal a big issue. NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
In Washington State's Olympic National Park, Betsy Carlson gives tours of the doomed dams on the Elwha River.
I saw fish jump.
I've seen a few surfacing.
Of the two dams, the larger is on Glynde's Canyon. Built in 1927, it's more than 200 feet high.
To take this dam down, they're going to use a diamond saw, like a long cable embedded with diamonds, and kind of slice away in notches.
The dams have supplied power to a nearby paper mill for decades, but the federal government bought them in 2000 and plans to tear them down in 2008. It'll be the biggest dam removal in American history. Local opposition to the plan has faded in recent years, but Carlson says there are still people who come on her tour and wonder why the dams have to go.
This particular gentleman was saying, you know, my son's over in Iraq, and you can't tell me that's not about oil. Why are we removing a power source that's clean and cheap and provides power to our community?
The big reason is fish. A century ago, this river was thick with salmon. Now, the few salmon that still return here to spawn end up bumping their noses against the lower dam. So, the dams are coming out. But Carlson says there is a chance that the medicine could be worse than the illness.
In the process of removing a dam, you're stirring up all this muck and mud and gravels and changing, you know, muddying up the river, and that's tough on a fish. It's hard to breathe when your gills are all gummed up.
The dams are holding back a million dump trucks worth of sediment, and the last thing park officials want is for the mud to kill off the very fish they're trying to save. So while the dams come out, fish hatcheries will be used as a kind of Noah's Ark. The feds are also paying for a new water treatment plant for a nearby town to filter out all the gunk. These complications have pushed the total cost to $180 million. And yet this is a relatively simple project because it's in a national park and the sediment is clean. University of Wisconsin dam removal specialist Emily Stanley says other aging dams are holding back decades worth of toxic chemicals.
Not all dams should be removed in some cases, and there are cases where these historic legacies, if they exist, and maybe the best thing to do is just to leave that in place and let it be capped.
Still, more and more dams are coming out. About 600 have been torn out over the past century, and a third of those have been in just the last 6 years. One environmental organization counts 56 for this year alone. With the rising costs of environmental upgrades, some operators decide that maintaining a dam is no longer economically feasible.
To the Elwha people, those dams were never economically feasible.
And then there are the intangible reasons. Rob Olofsson is the river restoration director for the Lower Elwha Klallam Tribe. He's a soft-spoken man who grins as he talks, even as he recounts how the first smaller dam was built without the tribe's consent and flooded the valley where the Elwha people believe they were created.
The creation site has been cut off since 1910. Most of the younger Elwha people, most of the Elwha people no longer know its exact location or what it was or its importance to the tribe. And, you know, how do you communicate how important it was when you've never seen it, you know, and you can't see it until the dams are gone?
Environmental groups hope the Elwha project will pave the way for the removal of other, more controversial dams that block salmon in the West. Supporters of those dams are worried about the same thing. They don't want the Elwha to become a precedent for anything. Scientists are eager to study America's biggest dam removal, which has been called the best test case of whether a dammed river is capable of reverting to its natural state. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.